Tonight, our learning is sponsored by Sharon Kapitnikov in memory of her grandmother, Esther Devorah Bas Moshe Zachrona Levracha. Tonight, we finish our Shaila of the Week. Our question was, boarding a cruise ship, if you know the cruise ship is going to be sailing on Shabbos, can I board the cruise ship on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday? We got finished discussing the fact that there is a Machlokas Rishonim as to when exactly one is allowed to board. There was a question about the status of Wednesday, and the Mishnah Berurah noted that that's a Machlokas among the Gedolei HaPoskim as well. The Magid Avraham says that it's Usur, the Gra said that it should be okay. But what about a case where a cruise ship is departing on Thursday, when both the Gra and the Magen Avraham would agree that it's problematic, or let's say on Friday, when even that opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham, quoting the Ramban, who said Thursday would be okay, certainly everybody agreed that Friday would be a problem. Nowadays, is there any reason to say that things would be different? So the truth is, there's good reason to suggest that nowadays things would be different. And of course, this goes back once again to the various opinions as to why exactly this was prohibited in the first place. We saw that the Bala Maor said it was prohibited because you're likely going to end up in a situation of pikuach nefesh. Seafare is dangerous. Traveling by sea often leads to pikuach nefesh situations. It's extraordinarily likely that you're going to. And you shouldn't engage, even though you're allowed to violate Shabbos for pikuach nefesh, you shouldn't place yourself in that situation proactively because that's an affront to Shabbos. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, if you're getting onto a cruise ship, a pikuach nefesh situation is quite unlikely. Maybe nowadays it's because of COVID, you'd say that perhaps there's some pikuach nefesh. Certainly sea travel is much safer than it was back in the olden days, and it's unlikely that you're going to encounter a pikuach nefesh problem. We said that one issue is potentially a tchumen problem, that you're going to be traveling too far, but we also noted that tchumen is only going to be an issue if you're on a small boat that's within 10 tfachim of the ocean floor or of the riverbed. And certainly when you're on a cruise ship or an ocean-faring vessel, you're not going to be within 10 tfachim of the ground. If you are within 10 tfachim of the ground, you're going to get back into the pikuach nefesh problem. So you're not going to run into that issue either. Now, the third question was Oneg Shabbos. Are you going to get seasick if you're traveling by sea? That was the concern of the Rif, and that was the primary view adopted by most Rishonim. Now, once again, on these massive, massive vessels, I think very often people, even people who ordinarily get seasick, don't really feel the motion of the sea when they are on these vessels. I've been on one cruise in my life. It was my grandmother's 80th birthday, and the whole family got together, and we took her on a cruise. It was a very nice experience. It really, again, these massive ships, you feel like you're in a building. And when the sea is very rocky and very stormy, if you will, then perhaps you'll feel the motion of the ship. But in those circumstances, being on the ship for 3 days beforehand is not really going to help you either. Those are exceptional circumstances where the sea is so rough that you could even feel it when you're on those ships. So if you're looking at the reasons behind the gzeira, I think there's a strong argument to be made that nowadays it should not be prohibited. That being said, there are potential reasons that one would be oser. Number one, as we always find with gzeiros d'rabbanan, how much is it based on the original reasoning, or how much do we say once it's on the books, even if the original reasoning no longer applies, the prohibition still applies? That's a question that we have in halacha in general, and it's a quite complex question to determine which isurim, which rabbinic prohibitions fit into which category. When do we say but la ta'am, but la gzeira, that if the original reasoning no longer applies, then you no longer need to observe the halacha, and when do we say it's still on the books? That's one question to consider. Another question that's interesting to consider is that if there is a problem, you have another consideration with the ports of call. In other words, let's say I get onto a cruise, and I get onto the cruise on Tuesday because I want to avoid this halachic issue. But what happens on a cruise is you stop in various ports, and you depart once again. So how do we consider those parts of the journey? Let's say we stop in a port, we get on the cruise on Tuesday, but it's making stops on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday as well. Would that constitute a problem? So the Star K quotes Rav Heinemann as saying that that's all considered a single journey and that wouldn't be an issue, but it is another consideration to raise. What is the Psak Halacha L'maisa? Mir Shabbos Kelchasa, again, it's Perek Lamed Simen Samach Vav, is still Machmir for this issue. However, Mi Piyashmua, many contemporary poskim are lenient. The OU quotes Rebelsky as being lenient on the Shaila. And if you're asking me, I think there is significant room for leniency as well. Certainly, if you're leaving on Wednesday, when we said the Vilna Gaon would say it's okay anyway, I think it would be okay. And nowadays, I think there is significant room for kula. However, I will qualify that in the following way. And I know this is a dvar halacha between Mincha and Marav, not a dvar musar, but I will say the following. I think a lot of times there's a natural skepticism when it comes to prohibitions like this because of the fact that realities have changed. People will say, oh, Rabbi, you're really telling me I can't get onto a boat on Thursday or Friday? You're really telling me it's better to get onto a boat for the first half of the week? And to a degree, I understand where that's coming from. And like I said, my personal intuition or my personal leanings on this are towards leniency for that very reason. But I'd ask you for a moment, if you find yourself in that mindset, to just reframe the question for a second. Imagine going to one of your great-grandparents and saying, you know what, the rabbi, it's crazy what he said. He's so machmir. I can't get onto a cruise ship, a glatt kosher cruise ship on Friday afternoon. I don't know about you, but I think if I told that to my great-grandmother, she would tell me, I'm so, so sorry for you. The sacrifices you have to make for Judaism are really so great and so significant. I'm so sorry that you can't get onto your glatt kosher cruise on Thursday afternoon. You know, when I was running from the Nazis with my two kids all by myself, I was thinking, you know how hard it would be to give up a kosher cruise on Thursday afternoon? That's probably what she would say to me. And of course, you know, my great-grandmother had a very sharp wit, and she was facetious at times. But sometimes it is something that we need to do in order to just level set, in terms of just provide a broader context of the questions that we are asking. I would suggest the following. If you are in the position to be asking this question, whatever psak you follow, if you're lenient or if you're machmir, or if you're getting onto a cruise on Wednesday or Thursday or Sunday, Monday or Tuesday, I'd suggest additional chumras outside of this particular narrow area. Maybe a nice chumra would be to give a little extra tzedakah if you find yourself in a position of asking this shaila. Maybe a chumra would be having a little extra kavana during the bracha of modim that we're even in a position to be asking such questions that, again, most of our great-grandparents would never even fathom. I think when we ask shailas like this, to me, in addition to all the narrow halachic issues that we deal with, we also have to contextualize to our broader spiritual lives and realize all the brachos that Hashem heaps upon us that we're even in a position to be talking about these kinds of shailos, these kinds of questions, irrespective of what the final psak halacha is. Whatever one does in their particular vacation time, I hope everybody enjoys. May we also be appreciative again for the many brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us.